When it comes to building affordable houses in Taos, Jonah Reynolds will tell you that there are only three words that really matter: sustainable, sustainable, and sustainable. Reynolds, the son of Michael Reynolds, who gave us the off-grid earthships of the 70s, is owner of Pangea Design Build of Taos. The company recently began building 7 homes with a 3D printer, a method Jonah Reynolds is convinced will, or should anyway, dominate home construction around the world, for reasons Reynolds will explain later. Reynolds' 3D printer Chemisa Verde project is eventually expected to result in a community of about 200 what are considered affordable homes, all built with a 3D printer. Homes are expected to cost between $180,000 and $220,000. Qualified buyers are expected to be able to walk in the door with help from the city for about $58,000 with a mortgage payment of around $1,000 a month. Before we get into the details of how 3D houses are printed and whether you might qualify to purchase such a home or whether you even would want one, Reynolds gives us a little insight into his personal vision of the role logic, appropriateness, and even compassion play in the design and construction of sustainable, affordable houses, and what all that has to do with a 3D printer.
When you're designing things that need to be sustainable, you're always looking at your resources and how many resources you have, both materials and money. That is at the root of things, and so from that stems a lot. One of them is what is appropriate, what is not appropriate, what is logical, and that's really at the center of designing and building things that are sustainable or regenerative. And so when you follow that at the root, affordable housing comes out of it, whether it's small, like 3 bedrooms and 1,000 square feet for the town of Taos at Chemisa Verde, or if it's 10,000 square feet and 8 bedrooms. It makes sense to do what is most helpful and appropriate for the people and the planet. You put that together with feeling empathic and compassionate and caring for it also, and it's a really good combination. How do we do that in such an extremely tight budget? That's 3D printing, because it's really fast and I can still get a building that performs in terms of heating and cooling. These buildings, there's not enough room in the budget for the off-grid systems. And so we've adjusted how buildings that are built with 3D printing are designed. And fortunately, we're able to design something that's compatible with the printer as well as compatible with the budget and compatible with something that is actually affordable for locals in Taos.
Reynolds draws from the past as well as keeping his eye on the future.
Fortunately, we here in Taos live in a place that has had people here for over 1,000 years, the Red Willow people, and the way they've lived and their knowledge and their culture. And so we want to look backwards in time and learn as much as we can and apply that to what we do today, so that we can, hopefully, if we're open and learning and aware enough, we can say, yeah, we're doing things that are sustainable for people 7 generations from now.
In terms of what his buildings look like, Reynolds describes a home that is simple but quite pleasing to the eye.
The look is a textured concrete. So it'll look like a bunch of rows of concrete with a beautiful texture. They're just simple square rectangle buildings because that's the most affordable, and that's the finish. So we're going to water seal the walls on the inside and the outside, but that's it. Once they're printed, the walls are done.
Taos City Planner Bill Evans gives us an insight into who was expected to be living in these homes.
We want to get these homes, you know, to the mom and the dad and the couple of the children that never had an opportunity for their own place. They're stuck in a high rent cycle, and it just doesn't get any better. Here they have something to come home to that they can call theirs, and it fits in their budget.
If you're hearing this in Santa Fe and are now dreaming of moving into one of these 3D printed homes, you need not apply. Evans explains the qualifications.
You've got to be living in Taos County and working in Taos County for 5 years. We don't want these getting sold outside. We want them to come to the people here in our neighborhoods that we see every day and let them have the first opportunity at these homes. We will allow people to apply that make up to about 71,000. This is not someone to come along and buy all seven of them and make them short-term rentals.
To control the continued affordability of these homes over a long period of time, Evan says the city has tacked on numerous deed restrictions.
We have deed restrictions in place that will not allow that. You know, just as a person, a family deserves to get into this home, they also deserve to move on if they like. And we have first right to buy that home back.
The city.
Yes, because we want to then be able to turn that right back around for affordable housing for somebody else. You know, you can make 100 houses, homes for 200 people if you stick to that over the years.
The city also picks up the cost of the land, the 5% down payment, and cost of water and sewer hookups. These costs must be returned to the city when the home is sold. To say that Reynolds has high hopes for the 3D printing of homes would be the understatement of understatements.
I think this is going to change things more than the internet has. I know that says a lot. Well, it's fast and time is money. And so it allows these buildings to go up faster and much more affordably. When designers and contractors are looking at budgets, you know, that makes all the difference. You know, like right now, I can't think of a reason not to print every single building.
If you'd like more information about 3D printed homes, you can visit Reynolds' website at angiabuild.com/3D-printing/. For KSFR Radio News, I'm Dennis Carroll.